We start out today with a quiz. This one's going to be kind of fun, and I hope it's easy. If it's not, then I've got some concerns. You'll understand in just a second. Do you recognize this sign? Yeah, it's a stop sign. Even without the words, we can recognize what that one is. What about this one? Do you recognize this sign? We've got a couple of these. No parking. Good. Thanks for the feedback. I'm not sure what some of these are. Railroad crossing. This is one that I couldn't pass up. For you in the back, you might have a hard time seeing it. It's a moose standing in front of a kind of a beat-up car, and the moose is not hurt. I think it's don't tempt the moose. Don't tease the moose. I'm not sure what that one is. What about this sign? You do recognize this sign. You're sitting here today. You're watching online. It's a Sabbath. In the time I have with you today, I'd like to look at some of God's road signs, or let's look at God's road sign for the Sabbath. Let's look at God's road sign of the Sabbath. Each week that goes by, we travel down a road where we see signs through life. They come, they pass, we pass them, and we recognize them. And then we make it to the end of the week, and we reach the Sabbath sign. Let's look in Exodus 31. We'll read where the Sabbath is called a sign. Exodus 31. We'll start in verse 12. Exodus 31, verse 12. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath. Therefore it is holy to you." And now in verse 16. "Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." The word sign listed or referenced here twice in Hebrew, it can also be referenced as or described as a signal, a flag, a beacon, a monument, or a mark. A flag, a beacon, a monument, a mark. There's two aspects to this sign, being the Sabbath being a sign. There's God's aspect to it, because he says it's a sign of his people, and then there's ours as a response to God giving us this day. He sees the Sabbath. He created the Sabbath. It belongs to him. And then we recognize the Sabbath day for what it is, what God wants us to do with it, and we're here keeping it today. Matthew Henry's commentary has something interesting, speaking on the Sabbath, that I really thought was insightful. Matthew Henry's commentary says, "The institution of the Sabbath was a sign of God's goodwill to them, and their observance of it a sign of their regard to him." I thought that was neat. Institution of the Sabbath was a sign of God's goodwill to them, and their observance of it a sign of their regard to him, to God. God wants us to have this day of rest. He created it for us. He wants us to come together and to learn more about him, to grow in his grace, to grow in his knowledge. And as we do so, we worship him also on this day as our God and as our Father. And we keep this day because we want to obey God, his commandments, and follow him. We recognize that because of his love for us, his creation, we want to be here today. And we want to show him that we will follow his instructions as he gives them as our God. So with this framework set about the Sabbath being a sign, let's think back to the beginning a little bit when I held up these signs, because some things went through your head that you might not have recognized. I didn't recognize until I was thinking about it this week. Some things that internally happen with your brain. When you saw those signs, three things happen. First, you acknowledge what the sign was. You saw what it was, and you acknowledged that there was a sign that you needed to pay attention to. Second of all, you understood what that sign represents. You saw the sign, you know what it represents. And thirdly, you would have, if you would not have been here, if you would have been out on the road, you would have acted on that sign, or you would have had an opportunity to act on that sign. Those three things. So when we see a road sign, like that big stop sign, we know what it means. It says stop on it. Our kids even know what it means. When we see a traffic light and it turns green, we know what that means. I remember one time Kel sitting in the car and I was not paying attention. All of a sudden it changes green and she goes, go. Anybody with kids probably have had that happen. Our kids even understand these signs. The New Living Translation for Exodus 31, verse 13 reads, be careful to keep my Sabbath day. Be careful to keep my Sabbath day. These signs in life represent things that either are informational for our purposes or that we should avoid, dangerous situations up ahead. We recognize the Sabbath to avoid missing out on everything that this Sabbath day provides for us. The road signs are there for a purpose, and we shouldn't just drive by those signs and ignore them. What if we're playing with the radio one day and we miss that yield sign and we just shoot ourselves right on out into traffic, kind of like a Cincinnati driver, just straight on out in the traffic? What if we're just distracted and we miss that road sign? Or what if there's more important things that are going on in our life, important things that distracts us or that we put in front of what we should? Can we do that same thing with the Sabbath day? Can we become distracted and miss the point of what this day is? It's a sign for us to see, and God gave it to us, but we must acknowledge this sign. Israel became focused on idols all around them. We have that example for us recorded in the Bible. They wanted an idol that they could see, that they could touch, they could feel, they could worship and bow down to. They took their sight off the true God. They were distracted. They started missing out on the Sabbath day. So the first thing that happens when we see a sign, we have to acknowledge that that sign is there. The second thing we did after seeing that sign is we understood what the sign meant. We understood what that sign represents. What if that sign, one of the signs I held up was this one? You guys know what this means? I'm not sure. It's an exclamation mark. It can mean all kinds of things. What about this sign? This one's kind of fun. If I was driving down the road and I saw this, I'd have no idea what to do. And I think everybody around me would be doing exactly opposite of whatever I was planning to do. What if those were some of the signs and we didn't understand how to handle that sign? We recognized it first, but we don't understand it. What about that boulder falling down, that sign that has the boulders falling off the cliff with the car going by? What if we didn't understand that and we thought it meant drive closer to the cliff and go faster through the boulders? Would that work well? Or that deer sign, that deer crossing sign that sits out on there on the road sometimes? What if we thought that instead of being like, look out for deer, it was, this is a good place to go hunting? And somebody said, pull over, I got the gun in the back. Look, the sign's right here, let's go hunting. What if that's what we understood those signs to be? So when we see this sign, the Sabbath day sign, do we understand what this day means? We've acknowledged it. Do we understand what this sign means in our life? There's many different meanings we can draw from this day. We understand that we're here to rest. This day was made for us by God so we can rest. We can reflect. We can also refocus our week on God and his way, refocus on what he wants for us as his people, refocus on the meaning of this day, and remember God, remember what he wants for us, remember his blessings. These are all things that we understand that this day represents in our life. But the Pharisees and many others missed that concept of understanding. They got caught up in the rules that were added, the laws that were added on, and their obedience to following those rules. That's what they understood was all about the Sabbath day. They kept those. They followed those. The laws themselves became more important than the Sabbath day. Christ himself spoke to them after one of these instances where they critiqued him for gathering grain on the Sabbath. And he said to them, The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. That's Mark 2:27. This day God made for us. It's a gift. It's special. And he does want us to keep it. He commands that we keep it. But it's not a burden. It's not a burden. We understand why this day is important and why we love it so much. And back to the sign analogy. After seeing it and understanding what that sign is, then comes the part of acting on that sign. Stop signs? Pretty easy. You stop. Yield signs? Pretty easy. Yield. We must keep, as it says in Exodus, the Sabbath day properly. Keep is an action word. The Hebrew use of this word in Exodus 31 is to guard. Listen to all these action words. Guard, to protect, to attend to. I like this one. Properly to hedge about as with thorns. Imagine if we had the Sabbath day in our possession and we built a hedge of thorns around it to protect it, to keep others from stealing it, keep others from damaging it. These are all Hebrew uses of the word keep in reference to keeping the Sabbath. And as we keep the Sabbath, we do rest. We rest from the difficulties that we have and the busyness we have in the world. We take time to meditate. We take time to think. We take time to pray. And here we are, and God wants us to accomplish all these things in our life. He wants us to meditate and to take time to rest. Could you imagine trying to read a novel in the middle of a tornado? It would be difficult to focus on that book, because you would be distracted. There'd be other things going on. We need our rest time. We need our meditation time. We need to maintain the proper balance in our life. We live in a physical world, and there is nothing we can do about that. We have pulls. We have influences. But we also have a spiritual side that is supposed to be more important than the physical one around us. The Sabbath day refocuses our attention to the important spiritual side of life. It brings back a balance that we sometimes miss. And it's a reminder that God in his way must remain the center of our lives. And then we gather together as God's people to worship him, to learn more about him, to build stronger relationships as a family, and to serve one another. Lots more action words. To worship, to learn, to build, to serve. This is the action part of recognizing the Sabbath sign. We must never lose sight that the Sabbath is a commandment from God. We obey him, and we keep the Sabbath day. It really is that simple. But let's also remember that the Sabbath day carries many blessings with it, many, many blessings. God gave us this day because he loves us. And when we keep the Sabbath day, we carry the flag. We carry the banner, that signal that we are God's people. And when we keep the Sabbath day, we honor God. We honor our Creator, our Father. So one last scripture, Isaiah 58, verse 13. Isaiah 58, verse 13. I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. Isaiah 58, 13. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't pursue your own interests on that day, but enjoy the Sabbath and speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. Honor the Sabbath in everything you do on that day, and don't follow your own desires or talk idly. Then the Lord will be your delight. I will give you great honor and satisfy you with the inheritance I promised to your ancestor Jacob. I, the Lord, have spoken. Let's heed the Sabbath day sign.